The Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission has been deliberating over the budget for the 2022 fiscal year for the past few weeks. But what aspects of this process should we be paying attention to? Well, Mayor Kelly Gertz is here today to answer this question and provide more information about local government happenings. Mayor Gertz, thanks for stopping by Athens News Matters today.
It's good to be with you here to talk dollars and cents, your dollars and cents.
Yeah. So let's start with the budget. Where are you in the process, and when do you expect the final budget to be completed?
I'm really in my last week of work on the budget, and I'll lead with the really good news, which is that we believe we can go into the fiscal 2022 budget without a millage tax increase on the property owners of Athens-Clarke County.
Great. Well, what financial priorities are local officials focusing on for this year's budget?
Well, these are all things that have not just emerged overnight. Mm-hmm. So a growing set of priorities for myself and for the county commission have been housing and homelessness concerns, mental health and justice concerns. They've been environmental area priorities, and they've been community outreach. And so among the things we'll see is a new person in the sustainability office to focus on our goal toward getting to 100% clean energy. We're going to see some enhancements in areas where we've already begun some work. So there's been a lot of conversation about how our co-responder teams, where the police department works with Advantage Behavioral Health Services, provides better and more appropriate outreach. And that's an area that's going to see expansion, and where we're going to begin work into how we can, as a very frontline resource, if somebody calls for emergency aid, have a group that shows up that really is about those behavioral health concerns. We are also going to have an inclusionary zoning program that initiates in fiscal year 2022. And then we're going to be doing enhanced work in the homeless space, hopefully, in my mind, including non-congregate housing support.
Well, last year's funding for health and mental health and social services was, I think, around $430,000. How does this differ from the financial allocation for this year?
There were a lot of initiatives that address behavioral health needs and really try and pull some of the burden off of the police department, which, you know, in recent decades, not just in Athens, but nationwide, has been sort of tasked with being the human services Swiss Army knife. And we want to be able to, you know, really have the right tool for the right job. So what I'm recommending is about an additional $335 million in the coming year for that area, which I think will be joined by some outside grant funds as well in the months ahead.
Well, I understand we might be receiving $57 million from the American Rescue Act plan. Who can expect to benefit from these additional funds?
Well, what we're waiting on right now is federal guidance. We expect that around May 10th.
Right.
But among the explicit areas is some revenue replacement, which, again, I think is going to allow us to maintain an FY22 without a tax increase. We, I believe, will probably be doing some work about small business support to ensure that there's some stability moving into this time. And then there's some particular employee support. So employee bonuses can be a piece of that.
Well, this past year has been a whirlwind, to say the least, but with vaccinations on the rise, Athenians seem to be getting hopeful about the future. But the fight against COVID-19 is far from over. What's your message to Athens as we cope with the past, present, and the future challenges brought on by the pandemic?
We need to be conscious of getting vaccinated as quickly as possible. Right. So if you are 16 or above, there are a lot of outlets where you can get vaccinated. That really is going to allow you to be safe, your family members and friends and neighbors to be safe, and for the economy to fully rebound. Secondly, because we've all not been vaccinated, you've got to continue to work with some level of consciousness.
Sure.
Keep that mask on when you're in the grocery store or the home goods store. That continues to be important. And because everybody from the business sector has been struggling, continue to spend all the dollars that you can right here in Athens, whether that means ordering from your favorite pizzeria downtown or sitting outside and getting your beverage of choice. So please continue to be conscious about doing that too.
It is always a pleasure to have you on Athens News Matters. Mayor Gertz, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Well, it's great to be here.
And we should note, in the interest of transparency, that some departments of the Unified Government of Athens-Clarke County are financial supporters of WUGA.